Welcome, everybody. Yes, so it's been a few days, I'm sure, and you've been diving into The Willing Lover. I wanted to tap in with you, check in, see how things are going, particularly, mind you, that this is not just a nice read, as I wrote. This is all about actually doing it, actually feeling it, actually revealing yourself, and actually changing your life. So tell me, have you been revealing yourself? Have you found the right person or the right people or the right group that feels safe enough that you can really share some of the most vulnerable things that have been buried deep inside that you have not allowed yourself to experience or express because of fear of being seen, of not being accepted? This quality of connection, particularly of being able to actually express oneself, is really important for our inner world to feel that deeper union with life and with each other as a human species. So I invite you to not just take this as a place of getting some kind of analytical or mental masturbation, let's say, of like feeling, oh yeah, this feels very interesting, but literally putting it to the test and letting yourself really express and find out what is hidden inside. Because there is absolute beauty and enjoyment, wonder, fear, of course, can come up. But on the other side of that is love, deep, rich love. So if you're willing to be that lover that you have inside that wants to come out, it's important that you really have the willpower. It's real willpower to reach inside and to express oneself and to find that liberty to be able to be you, to be fully and really you. So have you dived in and tapped into that aspect of those very things that may have been maybe hidden, that maybe you're feeling is inappropriate or is disrespectful or is disconnected or anything? Those little crevices of things, those are equally important to share and to really clean up and to really put out there, because most likely what you will find, and when especially in reflection of another who is just listening, who's not trying to fix, you will see that a lot of these ideas that we have are literally false, untrue opinions that we've had stored inside that are nonsense. And so it's important to reveal simply because of that, and to get beyond that and to really go into choice, to really go into your full yes for what it is that you're really wanting to invoke in this world and in this life of yours. So let's get past the things that we've been telling ourselves about life that is an untrue opinion, and be able to get into our true choice, our yes in this moment. Like, what is a yes for you now? What do you feel is your calling now? Of course, that can change, right? But your living life now is what this is all about. Yes. So I hope you did write it down on your mirror, or put it on your wall, or put it next to your bed, or put it in your front door, something that you're reading regularly on a day-to-day basis that continues to install that choice that you have for being able to live to your fullest and show up for life and show up for you. Lots of love to you. I'll check in with you again after The Vulnerable Lover. Peace.